If you like what we're doing here, Anime Cherry Bomb, make sure to leave us a like or a 5-star review. And while you're at it, subscribe to us on SoundCloud, iTunes, or wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks.
Welcome to Anime Cherry Bomb, where we review all your favorite anime and sometimes your least favorite anime. I'm the guy at the bar, Jay, and with me is the guy that built Gold Roger's ship. I almost forgot his name. Aaron. How you doing, Aaron?
I'm doing pretty good, Jay. How you doing?
I'm doing pretty, pretty swell. And what anime did we watch a lot of this week?
Did we continue watching?
Yeah.
We watched the shipbuilding classic, One Piece.
The shipwright classic,
One Piece. The government conspiracy classic.
Oh, I know, Jesus.
One Piece. Does Oda hate the government?
Oh my god, probably.
Is he anti, at most he's anti-establishment, at least.
But you'd think the Japan police force isn't that bad, isn't it?
That's why I'm kind of thinking, like, it is a metaphor for, like, the United States government, because it's like, it's the world police, really.
Okay.
So, yeah. Who knows? That's just me projecting onto it, but.
Yeah, maybe.
Anyway,
all right, Aaron, do you have the synopsis ready?
Yes, I do, and this one came from me. After successfully winning back their crew in the Davy Bat Games, the Straw Hats have to find who stole their memories and also have to face a new but familiar foe. After that, the log post takes them to the shipbuilder's island of Water 7, where the crew is looking not only for their own shipwright, but also looking to fix up the Mary.
Yep, that's pretty much it. Alright, so do you want to hear the facts,
Aaron? Yeah, go ahead.
Alright, so One Piece is an action shonen anime released in 1999, and there are over 900 episodes.
Real quick, can you believe we're 6 years into One Piece now?
I know, right?
2005. Every time I look at the episode year, it's like 2005. I was like, geez, we've already seen it. And it's really cool when we see like the old art in it too.
Yeah,
it's been so long since we've seen the old. I think the art changed after 200, I want to say.
But yeah, probably around there.
But it already feels old, which is weird. Mm-hmm. But like when you see like Usopp's stuff from the beginning in his flashbacks.
Yeah,
like it looks so like it looks retro. It looks funny.
All right. So this is based on the manga written by Eiichiro Oda. He has 950 volumes of One Piece produced as of 2019. So he has like the most printed anime or manga.
150 million, right?
450 million.
450, okay.
As of 2019. So it's probably more now. This was directed by two people for this span of episodes. It's Konosuke Oda, who's also directed Lovely Complex. You can check out that anime. And Munehisa Sakai, who's directed Zombieland Saga and the One Piece soccer movie.
Okay.
I think we're already past that movie because I think it's just like the, it's like before Robin.
Really?
I think.
We should do a One Piece movie special one time.
Yeah, we should. Oh, well, this soccer movie is like a short. It's like 6 minutes long or something like that.
But like there's like, I don't know if there, I mean, there has to have been a One Piece movie at this point within 6 years of the beginning.
There had to have been.
So well, we gotta look that up because that'd be fun.
Yeah. So the studio is Toei Animation, and their most recent work is the reboot of the original Digimon anime.
I hear mixed things about that anime.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is it like a scene for scene kind of like?
I don't know. I haven't dug into it, so I can't really tell you exactly what it is. Mm-hmm. But a lot of people say it like, some people say like, oh yeah, it's good. Some people say like, it's a bastardization of the original ones.
Okay.
So I don't know. I need to check it out to give my own opinion on it. I am a full opinion that the first two seasons of Digimon aren't even that good to begin with. Like, it's mostly nostalgia.
Yeah. I think I remember liking the second season more than the first season.
Yeah, and
or I was more invested into the second season.
And the third season is really good.
That's the one with the eggs, right?
No, that's the one with the
Well, the eggs is the second one.
Second season, yeah. The one I'm talking about, that's the one with the cards in the beginning. Yeah. That one's really good.
That's the Digimodify, right?
Yeah.
Digimodify.
And that one's directed by the guy who directed Serial Experiments Lane.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And you can, there's the later half, you probably don't remember. It gets really dark. And there's, like, touches of Lane in it. Like, you can totally see
what the heck?
Where his influences are.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, there's the whole thing with the D-Reaper and Jerry going through mourning because something happens to her.
Mm-hmm.
And it's pretty, like, on the nose when you, like, oh, that's Lane, 100%. Mm-hmm. I think, which also is really cool, that girl who's the main focus of that part of the series is played by the girl who or is voiced by the same person who voiced Lane.
Oh, the English voice actor, or
yeah, the English voice actor.
Okay,
which is really neat.
Yeah.
Anyway, back to One Piece.
All right, so this was licensed by Funimation in North America. The music is done by Kohei Tanaka, who's done Assassination Classroom and Hyouka. And Shiro Hamaguchi, who did Oh My Goddess and Girls Un Panzer. So we don't have a new opening song. So the opening that has the same from last time. It's called Kokoro no Chizu, and it's by Boy Style.
Yeah, I don't know about you, real quick. I got really tired of this
opening.
Yeah.
Yeah, because like I think we got it like towards the end of the last time we covered
Well, in the middle of it, actually. I think I looked it up. It started like at 206, 205.
Yeah, it was like 207, 206, something like that.
Around there, yeah. And we had this for almost 60 episodes.
Yeah.
Real quick, since we watched it all, what's your favorite part of that scene in that opening?
I don't know. Because, I didn't really watch it that much. I was, like, every time the opening came on, I just, like, went on my phone. And stuff.
the scene that always sticks out to me, that always makes me laugh, it's with God, what's her name? The chick from God, what's his name?
From Foxy's crew?
Yeah, from Foxy's crew. What's her name?
I don't know. I don't know who you're talking about, but what was her name? I don't know. The one she's like hugging Chopper, right?
Yes, that scene always makes me laugh. Portia. It is Portia.
Okay.
Porche. No, all right, Jay. Sorry for interrupting you. Go ahead.
So we get two new endings. And the first one is called Dear Friends by Triplane. That's the one about the Mary. And the second is called Asu wa Kuru Kara. And that's sung by Toho Shinki. And they go by like other names. I think that's like a duo or something like that. But that's the Robin ending. And as for like cross media, the One Piece amusement park is closing. I don't know if it's already closed.
Yeah, by now, by the time you hear this, I think it'll be closed for good.
Yeah, that's unfortunate. I would have loved. I loved looking at the pictures. The one podcast where I did like talked about the amusement park, all the pictures that I seen looked really cool.
So the thing that upsets me is I was right there. I was like 30 bucks away from just going in,
mm-hmm.
but we were running out of time, and I was like, oh, I'll be here next time I'm here and I have enough time.
Uh-huh.
Unfortunately, that will not be the case.
Yeah, that sucks.
Yeah. At least I got that picture in front of the Luffy and Chopper, which I enjoyed, but that sucks, because I was like, I really wanted to get more into One Piece and then go back to appreciate it. Now I won't even get to do that, so.
Yeah, you can't have Frankie's Cola anymore.
But the real cool thing about it, actually, is I don't know if they're going to do anything with what's currently there, but I think it said Universal Japan is going to have like One Piece attractions coming
pretty soon. So they might like transfer some of that stuff over there.
I'm hoping.
That would suck if like the Frankie, like, what was it, like a pinball machine or whatever it was?
Just gets thrown
just
out.
Just tossed. Yeah.
Hey, if you're a garbage collector, just wait.
In Japan.
Might get a cool thing from the One Piece theme
Isn't that
park.
right?
If I were them, I don't know. I'd try to do something with it.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, any other multimedia stuff?
Yeah, and One Piece Day was on July 22nd, so happy One Piece Day. What did you do on One Piece Day, Aaron?
I watched a bunch of One Piece.
Yeah, so did I.
it was weird too, because I forget where how I even found out, but I was like, oh, happy One Piece Day. I was like, oh, I didn't even know. And fun fact, One Piece Day is supposed to celebrate the day that One Piece first got printed in Shonen Jump, but actual date is like July. I think it was like 13th or something like that. It was like the actual official day it was in it. But for some reason, it's publicized as starting on the 22nd.
Huh.
But it's actually like a week or two before.
That's interesting. I know it was like published in like, what, 97 or something like that?
Something like that.
All right, Aaron. So what did you think of the music? Like the ending songs or just in general?
I think the Robin one is probably my favorite of the new ones, just because I think Lolly Robin is really cute.
Yeah.
But other than that, oh, and the song is real soft. It's really emotional.
Yeah.
But
I think both of the songs are like both on like in a somber tone, because like one of them is about Mary and the going Mary the ship, and we're like. They're like gonna get rid of it. Well, not getting rid of it, but they can't use it anymore. Yeah,
they can't. Sorry, just thinking about the Mary gets me all emotional. No, but I think they both aren't as good as the ending book that goes before it, which is the one.
Oh, the one where you see all the characters.
And... Yes, that one's still like probably one of my favorite endings of the whole series.
Mm-hmm.
Just because it's like it's a really easy nostalgia trip of, oh, look at all the character designs.
Yeah, and all the things that they were doing. My favorite being Zoro with the holding his sword up, and he's a candle.
Nope.
Or like the wax.
I really love the Nami. He's
there for.
The Nami in the holding Luffy's hat.
Yeah,
and she's crying. I love that. That one's. Really dope.
Mm-hmm.
And then God, Robin is just the coolest dressed person in the whole series.
Yeah, you know, in the opening I really love her long purple dress.
Oh yeah,
looks really nice.
I really like the what she's wearing right now, like her almost like secret agent get up with her black dress.
Yeah,
and it still has like the frills of her skirt underneath. It looks pretty cool.
Yeah.
All right, Jay, anything general you want to bring up before we... Oh, what did you think about the theme song, Jay? Sorry.
Both the new endings were... They were good. I enjoyed them. And the opening is fine. And like you said, like it does definitely overstays its welcome. Like I think before I looked up when the next opening came in, I was like clamoring, like, is this the episode where we get a new opening?
Nope.
But it never came.
I know. I was waiting. I even asked you, I was like, well, did we skip ending? Because I felt like maybe they didn't get the rights to an opening.
Yeah.
But no, it's just 60 episodes.
Mm-hmm. From what I've read, the opening that we're getting... Well, we stopped right before the new ending. I mean, the new opening. So, and from what I hear, this new one that we're going to get the next time we do One Piece, it's only around, like, for, like, 15 episodes or so, which is kind of weird. For, like, the regular music, I mean, it's more of the same. Yeah. We do get our favorite song played again when Luffy, Zoro, and Sanji are going to Frankie's place. So yeah. That was a pretty dope moment.
Anytime they can slide that song in, it's great. I love it.
Yeah.
All right, Jay, do you have anything general you want to bring up before we...
Here's one, like, nitpicky thing that you also caught on to. What happened to the trees on the Going Merry?
So I asked a friend because I was like, I knew where they are. It just it doesn't make sense that they're there.
Uh-huh.
So they're in the hotel.
Okay.
That's it. They're just, that's it? They're at the hotel. Yeah.
Okay.
I was like, what kind of hotel you run in where you can just like
bring in three trees?
Yeah, bring three trees in there.
Mm-hmm.
But I was really wondering because I was like, oh, that's. I was like, what are they gonna do about the trees? And then there's that really cool shot of Usopp laying on the deck, and it zooms out like him all alone. But then you see that the trees aren't there anymore; they were dug up. There's like holes. I was like, oh, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, I was thinking that like they're gonna explain that, or we're actually gonna see something in the background, like because when they went to the hotel, there was like a bit where they're like on the roof, and I was like, oh, maybe the trees are on the roof.
Nope.
But no,
that's what I thought too. But yeah, they're in their room, I think.
Okay,
that's where they're at.
Yeah, hopefully they're doing fine in there. Hopefully there's sunlight.
So I really like the world building in this episode, in these episodes.
Uh-huh.
Like the very subtle world building stuff. So it's like I can't mention one because it's a spoiler for later.
Oh.
So I can't mention it now, but they have mentioned something that's gonna happen later, like in 300 to 200 episodes from now.
Uh huh.
They've set it up, which is pretty cool.
Okay.
Another thing I really like is the Aqua Laguna song. I don't know if you heard. I don't know if it was translated in the sub or it was a dub thing. So it's like when they're all in the shelters, all the kids are singing like a lullaby, not a lullaby, but they're singing like a what's the word? Like Ring Around the Posy.
Yeah. Okay.
Like a little song. They're singing a song about Aqua Laguna, but it's like in the tune of like Ring Around the Posy, where it's like, if you just listen to it, it's kind of innocent, but it's talking about like Aqua Laguna coming to get you.
Yeah.
And like they're treating it as not like a serious nursery thing.
Rhyme.
Yeah, nursery rhyme. Thank you. That's how they're treating it, and it's really cool, like really subtle. And then they're even playing a game where like some of the kids have like a sheet over them, and they're like pretending to be Aqua Laguna. The wave.
Yeah.
Yeah. I thought that was really, really cute, really subtle, like, storytelling. Because they mention, like, it happens, like, every year. We don't even, like, trip about it anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, this year, Aqua Laguna is just, like, ravaging the city like it's never had before.
I really enjoyed that aspect that the big bad of, like, of that like span of episodes is like just the water the coming storm. In
yeah
the storm.
One of the weird nitpicks that I didn't like about this arc, it makes Zoro look like a fool getting stuck in a chimney.
Yeah,
like it even like even maybe they if they showed like him, he was like running through something, like running through the rooftops and then like got tripped up or something and then fell in.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I can understand, but yeah, it's just real dumb. He just like we don't really see how he falls in.
Well, didn't he? He was on his way back to the burning building, and I think like a gust of wind blew him right.
Yeah,
and like he fell in.
Yeah, but somehow like that perfectly doesn't make sense. Fell to in me. There. Yeah, like he perfectly fell in. Like I could see Luffy, like his situation. Like okay, like. With Luffy's luck, he just happened to get thrown in that gap. But, like, Zoro's doesn't make, like, any sense whatsoever. It would have been really cool not to know that Franky's gonna join them eventually.
I know. It would have been fun to, like, contemplate on who would have joined the crew.
Yeah, him versus, what's his name? Rope Guy?
Oh, Polly.
Yeah, Polly. I like. How do you like Polly?
I love Polly. Polly's dope.
Yeah, Polly's really cool. Iceberg's really cool too.
That's like the two people that I would want to join would be Polly and
Iceberg
or Iceberg.
Over Frankie, though? I don't know, over Frankie. I think,
no, like, I think if
Frankie
would have
been my front runner.
Yeah, Frankie would have been the front runner for sure.
But I think they're all really, really dope characters. Mm-hmm. I wanted more kind of Water 7 adventures while they were there.
Yeah, that would have been cool.
Exploring the different docks, because there's seven docks. They only go to, like, you only see one in seven, right?
Yeah.
Because they're docked at seven or six. They have docked at six or seven.
The back streets and stuff like that.
God, it's just so fun. The world building of Water.
Yeah.
Just Water 7 itself is just a very fun place to hang about.
Like, yeah, I had a real good time with the Water 7 arc. I was like on the edge of my seat for most of the episode, just trying to like figure out like what was the outcome gonna be with like Usopp and Robin and CP9 figuring everything out was like a lot of fun for me.
So it's real funny, because we have knowledge of like hindsight, right?
Yeah,
like, we know 900 episodes in, Usopp's still there and like Robin's still there.
Yeah.
And like, I couldn't imagine like being a kid, like being a young kid, and be like, "Oh no, Usopp's leaving!"
No.
But then
finally he's gone.
Yeah, or immediately laugh, because we finally get super dope new eye catches. And
yes.
And then Usopp's eye catches now. Like, why is Usopp's eye catching? Then he's gone. No, Usopp. Who has the coolest new eye catch, Jay?
Robin.
Oh, I think Nami's. Nami's is my favorite. I love Nami's.
Nami's is just like, she has the money and she like makes a face.
Yeah, so cute.
I love Then you see her her map.
Her map.
And some tangerines.
Yeah, and then you see the pony glyph on Robin's. Both Robin's and Nami's are really dope.
Well, the thing that I enjoyed about Robin's is that you see her shadow and she's doing her
hands
bloom thing.
Yeah, her flower.
Is that her is that the first time we ever hear her say call it bloom fruit?
Is it bloom?
Mine's bloom. So hers might be the English dub might be flower.
Cuz it's I swore it was Hanabi, which is flower in Japan.
I don't know. Well, in the translation it says bloom. Yeah.
Hold on real quick. I actually just wanted
to just fact checked it.
Yeah. Well, what you read is what you read, but I'm pretty sure it's.
But now that I know that it's bloom fruit, it makes sense why there's petals every time she does it.
Yeah, the Hana fruit.
Mm-hmm.
Flower. Or actually, you know what's weird? It's called Hana in the 4Kids dub.
Oh really?
Yeah. Yeah, meaning flower or bloom. Never mind, I guess.
Well, there you go. Yeah. So it's either or. Well, isn't like flowering the same thing as blooming?
Or like you call it like the bud fruit or like budding.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's really I love something about Robin. Sorry, I'm getting sidetracked. I guess people always ask Oda like weird questions about
Robin.
Yeah, about Robin or just about her. I want to say quirk. Oh, her fruit power.
Yeah.
And because she can copy any part of her body.
Uh-huh.
Because doesn't she at one point, like, one of her hands in the palm is, like, her eye? Like, she spawns an eye that she can see out of?
Or I think she's done an ear to listen in.
To listen in, right?
Yeah.
She can do to any part of her body. And some guy was like, any part? And Oda's like, for people to stop asking me, yes, she can do any part.
My God.
Yeah.
There you go. All the Doujin artists are hard at work now.
That's what I'm saying. I'll keep you updated once it's up. But anyway, yeah. Really good art. Where would you rank Water 7? The thing to
it's
me.
It's definitely in the. It's a top three. Yeah.
The thing to me, I really like it, but it's just a setup arc, like, in the end. And it was really, really good if Enies Lobby is any good, or Enies's Lobby is really good, that might have to replace it. And I'm really excited to see how it turns out.
Yeah.
I think what hurts the Water 7 arc to me is that train arc at the end. It's a little ridiculous. Yeah, do you have any more general stuff you want to talk about, Jay?
Nah, I'm good. I'm ready to go into like the...
So we can just cut to the art and cinematography.
Okay.
But yeah, Jay, I'm super excited. Get a new girl. I've always been like, they need another girl. There's too many guys on that ship. They need another girl.
Mm-hmm.
Dojin's about to be dope, Jay. I'm excited. Oh, by the way, this is a problem only for me. No good One Piece Dojins, Jay. I've never seen a good One Piece Dojin.
No? Well, I've no like I've seen like some of them, and they're most of the time they're like kind of like rapey, aren't they?
Yeah, it's weird because pirates.
Yeah,
it's weird. I don't know.
Yeah, and I don't enjoy it. And then, I don't like seeing Robin tied up or anything.
And
like
then
that.
It's so weird to see like. I think One Piece does a really good job of showing like all their relationships are like platonic.
Yeah.
Like, Luffy is too, kiddish.
Easygoing. Yeah.
To be, like, romantically involved with anybody.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I can't see, like, it's weird to see him in a dojin getting down. Sanji's too cartoonish to me.
Uh-huh.
For anyone to be like, oh, yeah, like, I actually like, any of the crew members to get down with them is weird.
Mm-hmm.
And then Zoro's just Zoro, doesn't care. I couldn't see like he's probably the only one I could actually see like doing stuff.
Somebody dating.
Yeah. But it's so weird. Anyway, enough of weird doujin talk, Jay.
Luffy and Boa for life.
Yo, for real. 100%. Nami X her tangerine trees forever.
Yeah, for sure. That's number one.
Isn't in the One Piece theme park, you can go into Nami and Robin's room, and you can him taking a shower or something like that.
Yeah, you could see like a shadow or something like that of them taking a shower or something like that.
That's pretty funny.
Or one of them.
Oh, by the way, I guess we talk about this in art, but. Nami has whoever drew Nami in that shower scene did a horrible job. It is not a flattering depiction of Nami whatsoever.
When was she taking a bath?
That was in the memory loss arc when she goes to the hotel.
Oh, yes, you're right.
And there's like that weird like shot of her in the shower, like washing off before she jumps in the tub. And it's like... really weirdly proportioned, like not she has like small boobs and it's like it looks weird. I just thought it was real funny. I was like, not a flattering shot of her. Anyway, art and cinematography, that none of that's gonna make it into the podcast, Jay. Art and cinematography. I think this arc has one of the most disgusting looking characters in One Piece. And I think you already know who I want to talk about.
Yeah, you want to talk about Kokoro, right?
No, actually, Kokoro, not Kokoro. I think Kokoro is an ugly-looking character, but I think she's fine. The one who I hate is that stupid ramen kempo guy.
Oh, okay, Wanza.
Yeah, with his stupid bug eyes and oh my god, I thought he looked so bad.
Yeah,
I think Kokoro. Okay, so the funny thing about Kokoro, let's talk about Kokoro real quick.
Yeah.
So I seen her, I was like, oh yeah, she's ugly, but it's whatever. She's like an old woman, so it kind of makes sense or whatever.
Yeah.
When they show her 8 years ago or 10 years ago at that point, the best part about it is they start from the bottom, and she's like rocking. She's rocking the curves, and I was like, yo, I knew it. I knew when they were gonna show her, she's gonna be hot, and then they go up. And then they show her face, and it's the same. And I started laughing. I was like, "These savages!"
And what was Kokoro dating the Tom?
I don't know what the insinuation was.
Because like they have I mean, Chimney is her granddaughter.
Right. Did you notice, I don't know if you did notice, but there was, like, in the 10 years, the initial launch of what is it called? The Puffing Tom?
Oh, yeah.
There's, like, kids running after it.
Mm-hmm.
And, they look like, the little girl looked like, whatchacallit? The granddaughter. Yeah, like Chimney?
Yeah.
Is that her name?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Kind of looked like her.
Huh. I didn't catch that.
Yeah, because I think the Puffing Tom's been running for 20 years, right? Is that what it was? Or 10 years?
I think it's 10 years.
10 years. So maybe it wasn't there. But there was a little girl who looked like them. Apparently, you can see Kiwi and Mozu as little girls on that.
Really?
Yeah, on that train as well.
Oh, you know what? I think that does sound familiar.
They don't have their
square hair.
The square hair yet or whatever, but it's like a girl, two girls with sharp noses. One has curly hair. One has straight hair.
Huh.
And so. Really cool. Speaking of them, also really cool design characters.
I love those two. Those are great. I think their shining moment was when they're walking sideways so that they wouldn't get blown away.
So their hair could cut through the wind.
Yeah.
that was really cute. I really love Kiwi and Mozu.
Yeah.
I think all the shipwrights look really cool, or CP9. They all look really, really dope, really well designed.
Yeah.
The leader, what's his name again? Remind me.
Polly?
No, not Polly. The other one.
Oh, Iceberg.
No, not the CP9 Lucci. Leader. Yeah, Lucci. Lucci, like, has to be, like, when I see him, I think of, like, Chris Angel, or I think of, like, a magician of some sort.
I was thinking of, like, Johnny Depp or something.
Johnny Depp's another good one. I can see that, yeah. Too. God. Lucci's so cool. I think he's really dopely designed as well.
Yeah. You know what's really funny is after we, like, the big reveal that he's part of CP9, I noticed this on the train that now that he's actually talking, the bird on his shoulder is, like, kind of, like, mimicking what he's saying.
Ugh.
Like, kind of like a reverse ventriloquism.
Right. I love how the bird also has a coat. It's also very adorable. Trying to think who else. What's the girl's name?
Khalifa?
Yeah, Khalifa. Which is really confusing, because it's Khalifa and then Califlan, which is Cauliflan. Frankie. Califlan's Frankie's real name.
Oh, Cuddy Flam, yeah.
Oh, it's Cuddy Flam, right?
Yeah.
Cuddy Flam. How they say it in the dub is weird. It makes it really, make it sound really similar. But it's Cuddy Flan. It's like Cutty.
Yeah.
Fran. Right? Or Fram?
Flan.
Yeah,
Cuddy Flan.
Yeah, Cutty
Flan. Or Flam with an M.
Flam, right? Frankie.
Yeah, Frankie's a better name.
Yeah, Frankie is a better name. But they kind of make it sound like Cauliflan. Flan. But it is, like, Cuddy. Like, I remember seeing it spelled out at Tom's workshop.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Also, speaking of Tom, dope design.
Yeah.
Cool,
another fish man.
Yeah, Oda is one of those guys. I think he's really, really good at character design. Really, really fun looking. Although, I do think young Frankie looks better than current Frankie.
Yeah, I like him with the short hair and, well, human Frankie.
Yeah, human Frankie. He looks really dope.
Yeah.
Any other Oh, and then I guess we could talk about, like, this, the whole setting of Water 7.
Yeah, Water 7 is beautiful. Yeah.
Even down to, like, their aqua life, the bulls.
Yeah. The Yagaras.
Yeah, the Yagaras. They're really cool.
Yeah.
Do you have any cinematic shots?
I mean, the only thing I could talk about is, like, the fighting scenes. I mean, the fight scenes are pretty cool.
Some of the... I really... tight shot I really liked was in the beginning with it's Robin, and at that point we don't know it's Bluto, but we just mentioned like CP9, and like all the music and all the background noise just goes away.
Yeah.
Did they ever talk about the mask and stuff? I know there was like a party island, right?
Why they have masks on? Yeah. I don't remember why.
I think there's like a party island or whatever that they go to.
Okay. Oh yeah, they mentioned a party island or like a place with gourmet food or something like that.
Yeah, that's where like they wear the masks. I just really like how like everything went silent and like slowed down in that moment to emphasize
like something was going down.
Exactly. And it's a directing choice. And I should have mentioned it in general, but I totally forgot. The voice actors hit it out of the park in this season, more than others. There's like the really cool scene when Robin is yelling at Iceberg about how like Iceberg doesn't know her and doesn't know why she's doing what she's doing.
Yeah.
And Robin's voice actress, but she's not really a super credited voice actress, but she delivered so cleanly. And like there's a point where she's yelling at Iceberg and like her voice cracks for a second, like legit sounds like somebody like getting yelling. Upset. Yeah. Oh, and it's like perfect. And same thing for I've made it clear that I do not like Usopp whatsoever, but the way that Sonny Strait performed and just in all the argument sections and all the serious sections with Usopp, he did a really really good job. Like he knows how to turn it on and off, and he surprised the hell out of me. Like he got me to care about something Usopp had to say.
I know. Well, the thing is, I also have to give credit to the Japanese voice actors. I mean, they did a top-notch job as always. Like, but those scenes especially, I mean, I really enjoyed the arguments. The argument with from Usopp and Luffy, really really good scene. Also, when Nami finds Usopp like beat up on the street, that was also like a really intense scene.
Oh yeah,
like how he's like he can't face the other crew members because he lost the money.
Exactly. Ooh, and Lucy Christian did a bang up job when she's yelling at Luffy to stop messing around when he's stuck in the buildings. Mm-hmm. God, I think I already mentioned that whenever I thought of Lucy Christian originally, I think of like Tenma. Now I see her as Nami. Trying to think of any other ones I have. They did a really good job of like showing the tension between the Straw Hats as well. After Usopp leaves, and that's also like a voice directing thing. They did a really good job of just the correct atmosphere of what was going on.
Yeah.
And then the last one I have is Iceberg finding sympathy for Robin after he's like making the connection with her and Frankie. Like Frankie thought he was just doing stuff for like the fun of it, for his own will, but he's like, no, these weapons that you're making are gonna hurt people, like even if you don't intend them to hurt people.
Yeah.
And then he thought Robin was like in the same boat. He's like, oh, you might be doing this for your own like wanderlust, but in the end, you can get people hurt unintentionally.
For her, it's like even worse. It's like the world will end or something.
Yeah, it's like a nation-destroying super weapon.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, do you have any other cinematic moments you want to talk about?
Not really. Just the fight scenes were pretty cool. I really enjoyed the fight inside Iceberg's office. For some reason, I really like that kick attack that the CP9 does.
Oh, the cross kick or whatever?
The cross kick looks really cool.
Yeah, really show-offy, if you ask me.
And going back to, like, art style, I really enjoyed, like, the costume change that they did in in the train.
Do you like their new costumes? I don't know.
You don't like Zoro's yellow?
I don't like Chopper's jacket. It looks kind of dumb.
What about Luffy's black pants?
The black pants. You know, those black pants are kind of cool. I'll give him that. I don't like Nami's new gear. It looks kind of whatever. Yeah.
Oh, come on.
I know. All right. Want to move on to characters? I guess we already talked a bunch about the new characters.
Yeah. Already, I mean, we could just go down the list. So for favorite characters, the Foxy Pirates are back for a short time. So it was really cool seeing them come back, even though they were only gone for like a short arc.
Yeah, but I thought it was really surprising that they brought them back so soon for a filler arc.
I know, right? And it seems like they're going to be probably back again because they seem like they're pursuing the Straw Hats.
Yeah, reoccurring villains. Which I don't mind. I really love.
Yeah, I don't mind. I love Foxy and Portia and Hamburg's all right.
Yeah, just the Foxy. Foxy pretending to be Portia, really funny. It's like, wait a second, you're not Portia. You're his sister. You're Foxy's sister. Oh, I'd love it. It's so good. I just love how they're like, Luffy isn't gonna fall for this, is he? He's not that dumb. pretty funny.
Yeah, pretty good. And there's Frankie, obviously, like he's a great addition.
Oh, you don't like the memory stealing dragon, the seahorse?
Oh, the seahorse? You're talking about the seahorse?
Yeah, the seahorse.
Yeah. He was okay.
The jerk.
The kid was pretty cute.
I really wanted to know more about that kid. I thought he was like a special kid, but no, it's just...
He's just like a random kid that the seahorse took advantage of.
Yeah. Yeah, Water 7's full of great characters.
So Frankie's
really dope. I'm really excited to see more of them.
Polly. Does Polly have a devil fruit, or just he just
I think he just does person his own person. He just can control ropes. Just magic.
He's really good with tying stuff, I guess.
Yeah. Was it Kiwi and what is it, Mosu?
Earlier. It's like Kiwi and Mozu.
Mozu. It is Mozu. Mozu. Yeah. Adorable. Mm-hmm. I guess a little bit of spoilers are coming up, but they're going to get their new ship at the end of this arc. And their new ship is huge. And I'm really hoping they continue on with them.
Because I know, as you told me at some point, they do get no-name pirates, right?
Yeah. They get their own, like, crew, essentially. Mm-hmm. So I'm like...
Oh, and I'm hoping that the start of those no-name pirates are the Frankie family.
Right? Oh, man. And I just really love Kiwi and Mosey. They're such cute characters.
I know.
Like, around to, like, dancing with Frankie. I love that. It's so cool. I kind of like how, in the beginning, they're kind of like ice queens, like, when you first meet them.
Yeah.
And then, I think right at the point where Frankie goes to challenge Luffy, and they're, like, dancing behind the curtain with Frankie, that's, like, they start to get all lightened up, and they're really cute.
Yeah. I really enjoyed them when they were at Frankie's little hideout. And Usopp was, like, trying to fix the boat. Yeah, they were pretty cute there. Like, giving Usopp some tea and stuff.
And crying to his story. They're all just crying to his story. I think we get... I don't know if
Frankie's
it's in this...
guitar.
I don't know if it's in this arc or not. But we do see how Frankie met them.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we see them pre-square afro. And they look pretty cool. I did a little research about them. Because I just had to know... whether or not they go with
them on the ship.
Yeah, I was like, this is one of the things that I don't care if I'm spoiled. I need to know.
Okay, so what about the new, like, really powerful dude, that Okiji or whatever his name, the ice dude?
Oh, he's really dope. I really want to see how they fight him, or who's gonna
fight
him.
I know, it's like crazy, because it's like it's basically a crocodile, but with ice, right?
Yeah, well, if you think about it, like, Ace is... what it's not called, Zone Paramecia, or is that I think that's what Luffy is. It's Zone, Paramecia, and I don't know what the other one fruit is. I forget. I really want to like those ones are super broken.
Yeah.
I think it's Paramecia. I forget what the other fruit is called off the top of my head. If I knew what the other one was called, I could tell you. Yeah, the ones that let you turn into elements. Yeah, super busted.
Yeah,
like Ace is fire. You just turn into fire.
Yeah, you can't punch fire.
Yeah. Oh.
And ice hurts.
I just, it's so dope that he let Luffy go. He's like, I owe your grandfather, which is another cool thing, a history thing. We don't know yet who Luffy's grandfather is, why he's connected to the Navy. But it's real cool.
It was like something about his name, right? Like he was like talking about
Monkey D. Yep. Yeah. Oh, I'm so
and he's like crazy overpowered, like you said, like with freezing the ocean so that those people could just walk to the next island.
Yeah, so you know what bugged me about that too? Like screw like whatever boat was in the path or like whatever fish was
there.
Yeah, for you're frozen, you're stuck for a week. God, so cool, so overpowered. And really cool, his ship is just a bike.
I know, that's so cool. Imagine if that like existed. I would love to just ride a bike on water
like that. Oh god.
I mean, they do have like paddle bike things, but not like a not like that one,
right?
All right. And there's Kokoro, Chimney, and the rabbit Gonbei,
adorable.
Yeah, I like Chimney. Chimney's pretty cute.
Yeah, and Gonbei's pretty cute too.
Yeah. Kokoro is, she's a pretty cool character. I find it hilarious that like her mouth is always open and she's always dumping like wine into it.
It's pretty funny.
Yeah.
And she just like chugs down her beers too.
And then there's Yokozuna, the frog, or is it toad or frog?
I think it's a frog. Mm-hmm. They say a frog. A frog doing the front.
Oh yeah, yeah, frog. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I like how it was Yokozuna cool. who stranded the people on the island.
Mm-hmm.
The people from the little arc before.
Yeah.
It was Yokozuna crashed into their ship.
Yeah, because of like a feat of strength or something like that, right?
Yeah. I just like it's like, it was a frog doing the front crawl. It's like, that's dumb. Everyone knows the like frogs do like a butterfly. Like butterfly swim.
You know, that's the reason why Yokozuna loves Franky so much, is because he taught him how to swim like that.
Is that really? That's cool.
Yeah. And there's Kaku, the square nose guy. That guy's pretty cool.
So going into the this is why I wish I didn't see that opening, because now I want to be like, what's your dream matchup?
Like, who's fighting each other?
Who's fighting who in the arc? And so I really, really, really wanted to see Sanji versus Kaku.
That would be cool. Dude versus the cook.
Yeah, I thought that would have been really, really dope to see. But we see in the opening, he faces Zoro in a sword fight. So I'm very interested to see. Well, I guess it doesn't make sense he had those...
like the saws.
Yeah, not the saws, but the stuff that like spreads caulk or cement.
Is that what it was?
Yeah,
I thought they were like little hand saws.
No, I thought they were one of those things that help spread.
Like just like you help spread stuff.
Yeah, that's what I thought it was.
And there's Lucci.
Lucci's, we were talking about, pretty dope Johnny Depp looking dude.
Yeah, and there's Iceberg. I really love Iceberg's like how he looks.
I didn't really like his voice actor in it. I thought it was fine. Probably the worst voice of the arc, but it's still pretty good.
And there's Khalifa. She's pretty cool. She's a cutie.
I would have had her on the waifu list, but she's evil. I can't have evil girls on my waifu list. Sorry.
And there's Bluno from the bar.
You know what's actually pretty crazy about Khalifa is... her strength is like played off as a joke, but it's really because she's really strong. So yeah. There's like a scene when you first see her, and I forget what she does, but like she does this like really weird feat of strength, and it's almost played off as a joke. Like it's like not really what she's doing, but mm-hmm. she's like super super strong. And then you take in the effect that she's actually CP9 and actually super strong, it makes a lot of sense.
Okay. I don't remember that feat of strength. I remember she did like some sort of like she knocked somebody out for saying something about Iceberg.
I think it's that she picks something up and hits them with it.
Oh,
she picks something up and hits them. I forget what it is, but it's around that scene. She's yelling at somebody for Iceberg, and she picks something up. It like looks like super heavy.
Yeah, she's like somebody like disrespected his name or something like that, right? Yeah. Like maybe it was Luffy calling him Ice Pops. I don't know.
Something. Yeah, I don't remember what it was either, but it's something like that. It happens really early.
Yeah.
Who else are we missing?
Bluno from the bar.
Whatever. He's
He's all right.
I think he's.
Kind I mean, of I like his power.
Yeah, it's real.
His power's pretty cool.
We were talking about how kind of dumb it is. Where we thought it was.
He felt like so out of place in CP9.
Yeah, his door fruit. Like, lets him make a door. Like, at first I thought it was like, oh, he can just go through walls.
Uh-huh.
And like, how he makes it make it seem is like he becomes the door.
Yeah.
But like, in this case, nah, he can just make doors wherever.
Yeah, so that would like, that first scene kind of like, it doesn't make sense now because he could just open the wall.
Yeah, he can just be from miles away and just maybe not miles, but he can be farther and just open a portal into his room. Like I thought it was gonna be like Robin spawned in like one of her hands to shoot him.
Oh,
I guess what I thought it was gonna be, but no, I guess not.
What else? There's Tom's cool.
Tom's really dope. I wish we got more Tom.
Yeah, only like throw a boat in the air, then just throw three masts, complete the day. Boat.
Yeah, call it a day.
Call it a day, I know, right? And who else? There's the Frankie family. They're pretty funny looking.
Yeah.
It's funny how, like, every time there's, like, a bunch of henchmen, there's always, like, one, like, round guy.
It's the easy design.
It's just, like, a circle. That's all he is.
And then, do you have any...
For least favorite.
Well, do you have any underutilized?
No. Maybe I think everybody's, they... like, pretty utilized. I have some least favorite, though.
Besides
Wanze, there's also... I also put Spandam.
Who's... Oh!
The guy that, like, made Tom... Like, was gonna execute Tom.
Oh, you're talking about the guy... The CP5 guy?
Yeah. The guy that can do the buster or whatever.
Really glad they brought him back.
Yeah.
As he's gonna be, like, the main villain, and he has like a really cool crazy mask on now.
Yeah, like a leather mask or something.
Yeah, like I don't know if you're into wrestling, but up. Like Mankind, like old school wrestling. It's like a Mankind mask. It looks real cool. God, I'm real excited to see that guy get his comeuppance. And this arc does a really good job of showing people like good reasons why to hate these people. So it's like with the square nose guy, you see him like destroy the Mary.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh no, this guy's gonna get it. Like it's so good. Like I'm
And I'm pretty sure like this Spineham guy, like once they get to him, he's just gonna get his block knocked off by somebody. Like with one punch, I'm sure.
Oh, he's gonna rip off his shirt. He's gonna have muscles. He's been training.
I know, right? And he's gonna have a devil fruit power now.
No, oh, who knows? Could been 8 years. Anybody else?
All right,
Jay. They admit dislike.
No, that I only had those two characters, and we already talked about Wanze, the nose fishnet guy.
You know. Okay. So you know who is underutilized? They feel, and this is dumb because I hate when One Piece does this. They name episodes after like small parts in the episode.
Oh yes.
So the ship destroyer or whatever, the ship slicer, I forget his name.
Oh yes, T-Bone.
Yeah, T-Bone. So the episode is called like Demon Zoro versus like Ship Destroyer T-Bone. And it's literally like the first 2 minutes of the episode, and that's it. Like, I really hate that, because like, it makes you look forward to the episode, and then like, that's it.
Like, oh, T-Bone's like an actually strong person, but no.
Nah, they just get rid of him.
Yeah, his like sword breaks and everything.
Like, what was the one that bugged me a couple episodes ago? Was like, a couple parts episodes ago, it was like talking about Whitebeard. Uh-huh. And like, the whole episode has nothing to do with Whitebeard until like the last 2 minutes, and it talks about Whitebeard.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, okay, whatever. I thought we were gonna get like a whole episode focused on him, but nope, that's not the case.
And I forgot about Whitebeard. Wonder what he's doing.
Chilling. Being a warlord.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Jay. Any other characters?
That's all I could remember. There's the Yagaras. Those are pretty cool animals.
Yeah.
And we get to see, like, there's, like, different types of them. Like, the Frankie family have those giant ones.
Yeah, the King Yagaras.
Yeah, those are pretty cool.
Or King Bulls, I think they call them.
King Bulls. And then there's that one quick scene where, like, a guy is, like, riding, like, a... Looks an orca or something. And I guess that's also a Yagara.
All right, Jay. Least favorite moments.
I didn't write any least favorite moments. Do you have any?
Yeah, I thought that mostly the train was a waste of time filler. In a fun way.
Inside the train?
Yeah, the different fighting people in the train.
Oh, okay.
Nero, I thought Nero was kind of cool, but that fight is like maybe 3 minutes long.
Yeah.
The
best thing about that is Frankie's centaur
mode, which is really, really cool.
Mm-hmm.
That's like the only thing that really came out of it. And just to be like, they get Robin, and Robin's like, nah, I'm just going to go with them. Like, it's like almost a waste of time.
Going back to Frankie, I really love the fact that only the front half of him is cyborg, because he couldn't reach the back half.
The back, that's pretty funny. That's pretty smart.
Yeah, that's such like a neat idea. Do you have any other least favorite moments?
I think that's it, really. We didn't really talk. I mean, we're talking a lot about Water 7, but I thought the memory loss arc also was kind of cheesy.
I thought I had fun. I had fun with that one.
It reminded me why I hate Usopp.
Yeah, because of like how he was at the beginning.
He's super annoying, and I'm glad they like kind of toned him down.
He's matured a lot since then.
Yeah, but it's really cool seeing everybody like back to their base mindsets. The thing that also bugged me about that arc was like Luffy literally had all the answers because he knew why everybody joined up.
Yeah.
So not even like I was telling a friend, because I was like, I don't think Luffy would intentionally be like, hey, this is why you're like with us or whatever. He'd like say it as like an emotional like response.
Yeah.
More than anything. I don't know. I just thought it was like real dumb, because he could have just been like, nah, we're...
He could have solved everything.
Yeah, we're all friends. Like, we need to focus up.
Yeah, like, Nami, Arlong's already done. Your island is saved.
Yeah, exactly. That's why we have these trees.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, man. I love Cat
Thief. And look at your tattoo.
Yeah, I love Cat Thief Nami. Cat Thief Nami is so cool. Like, we don't really get to see that side of her anymore.
Yeah, she's Navigator now. Navigator Nami.
She's a nice girl now. What is what does he call her? Or I guess you don't know what he calls her in the dub, but what's his name? Paulie calls her like
Indecent Girl.
I think he calls her Indecent Girl as well in here.
One of my favorite things was, we already talked about it, but when Nami and Chopper were looking for Luffy and Zoro, and that whole like, oh, Usopp, come back to us, that part was really funny.
Yeah, the whispering part.
Mm-hmm.
Again, I left that in there, but the rule of three, man, pretty strong.
Yeah.
Let me try to think. Even though I hate flashbacks, I really love that Nami flashback of... of her and...
Bellamy.
Yeah, Bellamyr. Oh, it's so...
Oh, not Bellamy.
Yeah, Bellamyr.
Bellamyr, yeah. Bellamy's the guy that Luffy punched with...
beat him up in one punch.
Yeah. Bellemere, damn, that scene always makes me tear up. It's so good.
Yeah, she's such a cool character.
Yeah, just that line of, I've always wanted to be a mother to these kids, and now I can.
Yeah.
Jesus. So sad. Also, this arc had a bunch of really sad moments to it that I felt embarrassed because I was at work watching these episodes and like trying to hide my tears because it was like very sad.
Aww.
The finally figuring out that it was like the ship Spirit that was helping out that rebuilt the Oh my goodness, I was crying my eyes out. I felt when Usopp said it said that it's like, oh, don't worry, he's like, I'll you know carry you guys a little bit longer. Uh-huh. Like, oh my god, I was all choked up and real sad.
Yeah, I'm really glad that we got that clarification back, like that now we know what it was.
Yeah, like 100 episodes or so, yeah. I think. Yeah, really loved that. I thought it was real cute. God, everyone's so much jerks about the Mary. Like, you'd think, like, Frankie, of all people, who's a shipwright, would understand why Usopp doesn't want to just, like, get rid of a boat.
Like, it's not... Yeah, well, Frankie eventually says that he'll just keep it here.
Which is really nice about it. He goes, I'll do something for you that, you know, it'll be in a respectful way.
Yeah.
Which I believe him. He has no reason to lie.
Mm-hmm. And it's not like, I'm pretty sure he doesn't go to that place often, so it'll just sit there.
Right. Or he's going to do something respect. Maybe he was going to patch it up and do something with it. Maybe make a playground out of it. Yeah,
for display only.
Yeah, nice ship.
I was thinking that, like, maybe just, like, reuse all the parts that you can.
Right. Just take...
Like, use all the wood.
Well, that's what he does. He,
He eventually does?
Yeah, he's a ship salvager. He tears ships down to sell the lumber to...
Yeah.
Galilaw. God. I don't condone smoking... Anime Trevor doesn't condone smoking cigarettes, comma, but... They do make you look cool, and Sanji looks really cool.
Every time he lights a cigarette?
Yes. Like, I was super excited when he kicks the Ramen Kenpo dude through the rest of the doors, and he's, like, walking slowly up to the CP9 cart and, like, lighting a cigarette.
Yeah.
Really, really cool.
Or, like, when he's waiting to, like, board the train, when he's, like, in the dark hallway, and then the only indication that he's there is the cigarette light.
Oh, that's so cool. I know, that's so dope.
Really cool.
Trying to think. Luffy versus Frankie, which was a little longer, but it's also
really cool. We have the same thought process, Aaron, because that's one of the things that I would change. Is I wish the Frankie and Luffy fight was longer.
Yeah, it's really dope. I really wish it was more than, like, two or three moves, and then that's it.
Yeah.
I
really enjoyed the Zoro, Sanji, and Luffy going to the Frankie's house and just demolishing it. It was really cool.
How messed up is it that, you know, Chopper went to go mess him up too? Chopper should have been...
I forgot. I always forget that Chopper was there.
Yeah, Chopper should have been helping out Passion Usopp up instead of going in there to go fight.
I know, right?
Let me see that really cool form, like the kind of we don't really. Maybe it's the first time we've seen it. Maybe I'm confusing it, but I lost track of mine. Why can't I remember Chopper's name. Chopper took me like, to the skinny reindeer mode with the giant horns.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's the jumping one, right?
It might be. But I thought that one was like a more skinny human one. But uh-huh. this one has like giant antlers on it. It looked really cool. Which buzz me. I want more chopper fights. It's like
yeah, that'd be cool.
A lot. Should I think of any other favorite moments?
Luffy and Usopp's argument and their fight after was really dope.
Okay, so why? I mean, I know why after talking with some people, but why can't Usopp go that hard all the time?
I know, right? Jesus.
He went in super hard. And one of my friends was like, yeah, because he knows Luffy's not going to kill him.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he's not afraid. And I was like, that's a good point. But God, if he just went in like that all the time, it'd be so cool. It's like, he has like these giant explosive pellets. Why doesn't he use them all the time?
I know, right? He has like the spike floor things. That'll be effective.
Yeah, the cow drops.
Yeah.
Any other favorite moments, Jay?
I do. The Soge King song was freaking awesome.
The Super Sentai.
Yeah, loved it.
Sniper King.
I'm from the Sniper Island. From
Sniper Island. Don't you want to know where Sniper Island is? It's in your heart. Love that. And then
Centaur Frankie. Centaur Frankie was also ridiculous. A pretty cool part.
Ridiculous. Don't you know the centaurs on the your crotch isn't supposed to be up front like that? All right, Jay. Anything else you want to mention before we enter to the wrap up?
I had a lot of fun with this span of episodes. I was having a blast.
So this arc to me is a weird spot for me. I think
it's like,
I think I'm ready to bend the knee now and say that One Piece is the greatest shonen of all time. Because I'll be 100% honest with you. I still need, I think, 4 or 5 episodes left in My Hero to catch up. From this last season. Like, I completely stopped watching. And I don't have a lot of will to go and finish it, which is weird.
Wow.
Yeah, even though I really do love the series, I don't feel the need to go finish it. I hear it does get really good in the last couple episodes, but I'm like, I can't be bothered to go watch
it. Save it for the podcast.
Yeah, essentially. And I could do 100 more episodes of One Piece.
Yeah, for sure. I'm the same.
Especially, I want to go with this next arc. I'm very curious.
Yeah.
What's coming up. Which will, I guess, leaks into... accessibility. What do you? Very so accessible.
What you mentioned earlier. There's smoking and there's a lot of alcohol in this one. Kokoro is like 99% alcohol.
Yeah, exactly.
And there's a bit of cursing as well. And there was Nami in the bath. Rewatchability.
Hi.
Yeah.
Fun art.
I know you asked me earlier if like where would I rank this arc.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Alabasta is still like my favorite arc, but I don't know if it's a toss up between this one and Arlong.
Yeah, Alabasta is probably my favorite one, and just the Arlong one is so good because I don't know if that's the first time we hear our favorite song.
But it's probably like the best use of it.
Yeah, at that point. Exactly, and it's so intense, mm-hmm. so good. But and it's just that great moment of, you know, the whole Bellemere and finally learning what Nami's past is, and it's really, I love it. It's really good. All right, Jay, what's something you would change? I know you talked about the longer fight.
Yeah, the longer Luffy and Franky fight. That's all I really wrote.
Yeah, and this, I didn't like the filler episodes in here, but you need them because it would catch up to the manga too quick if they weren't there. So there was a lot of moments where like I stopped paying attention because I was like, this is dumb. some really dumb stuff is happening on screen.
Mm-hmm.
But other than that, it's fine. I liked it. More budget. Stop cheaping out on One Piece. Alright, Jay. Moment of truth.
Rating.
What do you rate it? Excuse me.
I'm gonna give this a must watch.
Yeah, sorry, yawning. This is a must watch. I think it's the first must watch. Which I don't think I even rated Alabasta must watch though, in retrospect.
Yeah. But I think like just like going from like the beginning to now, I feel like there's like enough stuff to like call this like a must watch. Yeah.
Like it's not a must, like I guess how I was looking at it was like must watch this arc, but it's like nah, this series is a highly recommended series up to now.
Yeah,
like I don't know how we're gonna go on because we got a bunch more to go, and I don't know how we're gonna rate it from this point on.
I know, right?
I would say the series is a must watch. This arc, highly recommended, I guess.
Yeah, high recommend. Yeah, high for recommend. Sure.
All right, Jay. Now that we've moseyed on down, now that we've beaten Aqua Laguna, we punched a hole.
I know, right?
I guess it's the best way to say it. We've boarded the Rocket Man.
Mm-hmm. And we're on our way to save Robin.
Exactly. Are you ready for what I have for us next week?
Yes.
All right.
Hit me with it.
So, is an anime I've been wanting to do for a while. Pretty excited. I don't know how much more I can intro it. But we're watching Megalobox.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Very.
Okay.
Very, very excited to check this one out.
This is like one of the best anime of like, what, 2018?
2018? Yes. I believe that's correct.
Yeah.
It's made
Did it win any awards?
I don't think so. I think it lost, like, Anime of the Year. It might have won animation. Thing I love about this anime is it looks like an 80s anime, like a 80s or 70s anime, but it was produced in 2018.
Yeah.
It's from the same studio that does Lupin the Third.
Yeah.
And you can tell right away. I'm very excited to check this one out.
All right. And where can we watch this?
Futuristic boxing, if you guys don't know.
Mm-hmm.
It is on Crunchyroll, I know for sure. It may be Hulu.
Okay. So I'll check both. See.
Yeah. And fun fact, it's like a weird adaption of an older anime as well.
Yes. I was about to ask you if it's a remake. I think they said it's a remake of something old.
Yeah, it's like something Hajime no Jo or something like that.
Oh, Ippono no Jo?
No, well, that's Hajime no Ippo, I think you're thinking.
Yeah, Hajime no Ippo, yeah.
But no,
that's the traditional boxing anime.
Yeah, it's traditional boxing. But there's another, it's like something Jo. It's not Ippo. Ippo is something completely different.
Okay.
But yeah, very excited to check this one out. Crunchyroll.
Yeah.
12, 13 episodes, I believe. Yeah, and if you liked us, like what you heard, go ahead, leave us a like.
Follow us on SoundCloud.
Review, follow us on SoundCloud, iTunes, wherever you get your podcasts.
Send us an email with any kind of requests or things we could do better.
Yep, animecherrybomb.com or animecherrybomb@yahoo.com. Check out the Instagram. Jay's posting some stuff. I've seen some of the stuff he's either posting or planning to post. Looks really cool.
Yeah, I just drew the water filter from B&A.
Adorable.
Yeah. really like drawing that one.
What are you going to draw this week, Jay?
Maybe the square hair girl.
Yeah.
Or one of them. Or I don't know. I'll probably find some random person to draw.
There you go.
Maybe Chimney.
Yo, Chimney would be adorable. Or Yokozuna. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And yeah, everybody, that's it. That's the podcast. Thanks for listening.
Yep. We'll see you guys in the next one.
Everybody, stay escaping from the government.